Okay, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity to share with you our work in Malawi, focusing on smallholder farmer field school. We've developed a curriculum to support soil health technologies and farmer innovations. An overview of what we'll be discussing today is looking at the location of the work through Africa Rising, the project, and what farmer field schools will do with the project to continue the information transfer regarding soil health and providing opportunities for farmers to explore what does it mean to them and how could it be implemented on their farm. The research is a participatory curriculum development review, looking at what do the curriculum need to be more relevant to the audiences, and then I'll share with you the next steps and how we're going to establish farmer field schools in Malawi. Malawi is a landlocked country, and we hear that all the time from every student who starts off. Anyway, it's a country located in Southeast Africa, nestled between Tanzania, Zambia, and Mozambique. 118,000 square kilometers, with about a fifth of the country covered by beautiful Lake Malawi. Note the circles represent the areas where we did this work, and according to predictions, it's in the center of where population is expected to grow the most. So perhaps this further justifies the value of emphasis on understanding and working with soil health. Give you a little glimpse of Malawi, a day in the life of a Malawi smallholder. And just as in Uganda, all cultivation is done with a hand operations, a hand hoe. Often land preparation and weeding is done by the women, while all the other operations, harvest and planting, is done by the family. And this farmer in the center is very proud of his white flint maize that's in tassel and hopefully being well pollinated and not being eaten by various insects. The harvest is taken to a kokwe, which is a handmade storage unit. The person in front kind of gives you a perspective of the size of the unit. It holds all the maize on the cob, allowing it to dry. It gets good air circulation with the weaving of the materials. And then one of the few opportunities for smallholders of cash crops is burley tobacco. It's cured using firewood, and so thus you see another challenge with deforestation. At the end of the day, Malawian has great hopes of having a nice plate of sima, a porridge made with the maize flour, and then accompanied by a relish of vegetables and perhaps some sort of protein, dried fish often, or maybe even beans. Africa Rising's been going on since 2012 in Malawi, and it's a project that's regional, so it's more than just Malawi, but the work I'm sharing with you today is just here. And then we've served over 1,500 farmers to date. The first year is about 400 farmers that participated in the mother-baby research, participating in on-farm demonstrations, trials, based on their preferences and in the guidelines of the project. And we've grown to 1,200. The farmers that participate are researchers and co-teachers, both with their fellow mother-baby farmers as well as community through field days. Using the mother-baby trial approach is an opportunity to disseminate soil health technologies as they're modified, tweaked for the farmer's own farming system. The three areas where we worked were central Malawi. If you notice, Lilongwe is the capital city, and the M1 is the major highway. As we talked a little bit, or heard a little bit about the Uganda, the markets focusing on highways, and then the three areas are Lintipe, Galimoti, and Nsipe. So all south of the capital, and a little information about the agroecology of each of the areas. Lintipe is medium altitude, getting anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 millimeters of rain, whereas Galimoti, the second that was in line with the diagram or the map I just shared, it's the lowest altitude, the highest temperatures, lowest rainfall, so it has the largest challenges with crop production. And Nsipe falls somewhere in the middle between 900 and 1,100 millimeters of rain, And if you notice, I've indicated the market access, and that's in relevance to the location. It is proximity to the major highway, the M1 that I pointed out in the map. Mother baby farmers are work together throughout the course of the research, just as they do in the Farmer Field School. And that's a big part of the co-learning opportunities where farmers try systems to work for on their farm. They have the guidance of the facilitators team, the research teams, and each other, the cohorts within the program. They may try solutions to improving soil health through double up legumes. Here we have pigeon pea accompanied with groundnut as an understory, and that's the point of a double up legume, growing two legumes at the same time. And the Farmer Field Schools is our approach to get the information. We saw the numbers, 400, 700, 1200. We want it to have more zeros in it, but quality style of outreach. And that's the challenge, is like, okay, yeah, I've got the numbers, but where's the quality? Where's the understanding? We don't want it to be a learn by rote or learn by because you were told to, but because, hey, they tried it, they talked about it, and it worked. And that's the point of a Farmer Field School, is that the cohorts working together as a team, sharing each other's experiences and knowledge, and helping each other to grasp the technologies and modify them that can work for their farm. We've developed a six-month curriculum to engage the farmers as a group, as a team, that would be facilitated by an experienced farmer, or perhaps even an extension worker. The Farmer Field Schools can be done within a classroom in a formal setting, and then taken to a field where they're given the chance to try it, see it, talk about it, experience it, see how it works under their conditions, with given their resources and given their the weather and the natural resources available within the soil and the climate. Farmers have the opportunity to test concepts, like this one farmer testing the impact of inoculum on her soya, obviously the minus inoculum and plus inoculum, and so she sees it for herself. Maybe it's a Doubting Thomas approach, but the farmers remember it. When they see it, when they do it themselves, it's a way to remember. And also, we talk about things like inoculum. How do you use it? You know, what is this stuff? It sounds magic, but she did it and she knows it's not magic. It's something that does work and that she can do. Farmers test various technologies from different types of legumes adjacent to their maize. Maize is primary. Without maize, there's no life in Malawi. And so we have different legumes that may be planted within the crop, adjacent, testing different densities, because remember, all this weeding is done by hand, and so any chance to reduce that is of great value. The learning that the farmers gain from the Farmer Field Schools working with each other in their cohort is taken to the field through Farmer Field Days, shared with their other students, and as well as the community farmers. The methods that we used for this research was through focus groups. We had five focus groups in the three areas that I shared with you at the beginning. We have two groups of two audiences, extension educators or extension workers, and then we had farmers. The extension workers were from the three areas, and we had about 50, a little over 50 farmers, extension workers working, and to share their input, their feedback. They were given the curriculum as well as the farmer notebook. The farmer notebook has been developed to give the farmer who's participating a chance to review what's being discussed, to follow along. We'll see a sample of that in a minute. A lot of pictures, diagrams, very few words to accommodate different levels of literacy. And then the farmers who participated were experienced farmers who've been working with Africa Rising, as well as community lead farmers that are experienced farmers chosen by extension. Here's a couple examples taken from the curriculum showing what a hard pan looks like. So there's a few words there that describe, but then also a diagram to explain what is happening so that the facilitator can be an expert farmer without having a high formal education. And then the farmer's notebook gives them pictures to show what they can look for. This module is talking about what makes a healthy soil. And here you can see there's words there, but there's also some type of diagram or photo that describes it. The results of our research brought off two types of themes, technical and then pragmatic or management of a field school. The technical aspects that we were drawn to are erosion, economics, pest management, soil health, and soil fertility. Now you'll note the two high numbers for responses from extension and erosion. I kind of say, well, why is that? And recently, right before I did this research back in June, Malawi has declared that conservation ag will be taught by extension workers to all farmers across Malawi. So I suspect erosion was high on the mindset of extension workers. And then pest management was not included initially in the curriculum, and it is now, obviously. We are focusing on soil health and concentrating on how a farmer can build the fertility of the soil to meet the demands of their crop, primarily maize. And no, I know pests are important. I've worked with IPM forever, but you can't include everything. But they saw that as a high priority, so we included that as a curriculum module. Gallimotri, if you recall, was the lowest rainfall, the highest temperature. And that speaks for itself why the farmers would see great value in soil health, trying to increase organic matter so that it's a little more resilient to the difficult climate. The format aspects that were brought up were logistics of how the farmer field school would be operated, the delivery methods of how it could be served to the farmers in demonstrations and in discussion and questions and the format of the curriculum. And then participation, who would participate, who would be given the opportunity, and how would that be given, chosen? If you are familiar with the literature on lead farmers, you know that can be a challenge to pick people without causing harm. And timing of when the farmer field school would happen in terms of the different modules as well as start and stop, because you don't want to conflict with labor. The visuals, the comments were made when the visuals were not good enough, when there wasn't enough, when one point came up that they wanted color, and I have had it in mind to not make color so it can be photocopiable, easily photocopied. And so our solution was to have a template that the facilitator of the school would then have access to that would include color photos, and that's especially important when you're looking at perhaps crop deficiencies. Okay. Stood. So now we have questions from the reviewers that support the data. And one is, it may be easier to learn to read than to draw pictures. I created space in that workbook for them to draw. Drawing is not easy for many people. How will the farmers be picked to participate? Wondering if she would be given the opportunity to join the farmer field school. And then farmers need to know pests. That's so important to their maize, commented by an extension worker in the Nchero district. And then the final, don't you think economics is important? Can't we include that? And that was by an economics specialist. It's like the nematologist that says it's the fault of the nematode, but it's important. And so we've created that as a supplemental module. As you can see here, the purple are the new modules that have been added as after, identifying insects, economic analysis, and then a graduation to recognize those who did complete this. The titles have changed a bit, making it more simple, direct to the technology, but they include the principles as well. So with that, I'd like to thank the many farmers and extension workers, as well as the After Rising team who assisted in this work. Thank you.
Question? Time for a question.
Thank you. Question? A little diversion from all that agronomy stuff, you know? Yes, sir. So, good question, and that would be taking the technologies that are identified by the farmers in the farmer field schools and seeing which ones you know, through the review, one of the next to the last module is review and sharing what technologies have you decided to implement in your farm and show us, and sort of a rotating farmer field day approach. And then the following season, go and see if that's been implemented, and then a year or two down the road to see if they've continued or how it's been modified is what I think would be the most interesting, because truthfully I think that's what we're going to see, is not just the replication of that technology, but a modification that so that it's really working for that farmer based on their labor constraints, based on their resources, based on inputs and their soil.
Very short? With a short answer?
Yes, sir.
How did soil health and soil fertility come out separately from focus?
Because, so the question was, how did soil health and soil fertility come out separate? And soil health is to try it, because there's so much information that's not visible about soil health, such as, or not visible on top of the soil. Such as if you dig a pit, what do you see? And such as good guys versus bad guys in the soil. Everything from mycorrhizae to earthworms to ants to grubs. So there's just so much information. And then fertilizer, Malawi has a huge history of the voucher system for fertilizers. So that kind of takes on its own challenge. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Becky.
Yeah. You didn't push me off, thank you.
No.